इन्द्रस्य यनन्दनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः कथञ्चन स्मृतैरस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्फत् श्रीचैतन्यं नमामि तम् जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नितानन्द जय द्वैतचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the age of 24 by earthly calculations, out of his most munificent and exalted compassion toward the fallen souls in this age of Kali, he relinquished his beautiful and chaste wife, his peaceful home, and he accepted the renounced order of sannyas. Tomorrow morning we will be going to that most holy place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas vows at the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Keshava Bharati. After Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya accepted sannyas, he decided in great ecstasy that he would travel to Vrindavan and find a secluded place where he could simply absorb his consciousness completely with no distractions in the holy names and the divine lila of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. So he was accompanied at that time by Lord Sri Nityananda Pranam, Chandrasekhar, and Mukunda, who helped with these sannyas formalities. So as they were traveling through the tract of land of the name Radhadesh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such an ecstasy of love for Krishna that he completely forgot all bodily functions. He did not sleep or eat for 3 days. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lord Nityananda that I am going to proceed toward Vrindavan. Lord Nityananda, he said, I will also go with you. So wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting, whoever saw him would immediately start calling out, Hari, Hari! And their heart would be filled with love of God, simply upon seeing the munificent form of Sri Gaurasundara Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda, he saw some cowherd boys herding the cows, and he said, my dear friends, when this ecstatically mad sannyasi approaches you and asks you which is the way to Vrindavan and the Jamuna, you kindly direct him this way toward the Ganges. So the cowherd boys approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan is this way, there is Jamuna. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Ganga, thinking that it was the Jamuna, he became ecstatic and trance, and he prostrated down before that holy river, and he began to offer prayers. O beautiful Jamuna, O goddess, you are the celestially splendid river that flows in Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual world, and you have so kindly descended into this world simply to assist Lord Shri Krishna in his loving leelas with his devotees. O daughter of the sun god, I offer my repeated obeisances unto you. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take his bath. And of course, he only had one set of clothes, and he did not have an extra set of underwear. So he was standing in the Jamuna. And just at that time, Sri Advaita Acharya, who Nityananda sent Chandrasekhar ahead to inform Advaita Acharya to be waiting there for Sri Chaitanya. So Advaita Acharya came riding up to the Lord on a boat, and he said, "My dear Lord, I have brought some dry underwear for you." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quite surprised. He says, "Advaita, I am in great wonder about the situation. How in the world did you possibly know I was in Vrindavan bathing in Jamuna?" Advaita said, "This is Santipur and Ganga." When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, "Ah, Lord Nityananda has cheated me. He has misdirected me." When Advaita heard this, he said, No. Actually, Lord Nityananda did not cheat you. In fact, you are bathing in the Jamuna. Because at the Tribeni, at Prayag, where the Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati meet, at that time, the Ganga and Jamuna become one. And the western side is considered the Jamuna, and the eastern side is considered Ganga. And because you are bathing in western side, Lord Nityananda was correct, you are bathing in Jamuna. But you have been fasting for 3 days, so please come to my home. I know you are sannyasi, you eat very simple. I have some simple steamed rice and some simple boiled vegetables. You please come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu boarded the boat along with his associates, and Advaita Acharya took the Lord to his house. Where we are sitting now is the exact location of the house of Sri Advaita Acharya. And just on the other side of the temple, you will find many beautiful paddy fields. At that time, the Ganges was flowing there. So Advaita Acharya brought Sri Chaitanya here to his home. And he said, "My Lord, I know you have been fasting for 3 days, so please come into my quarters, and we have made a special offering to Lord Vishnu. You please take the remnants." So Advaita Acharya brought Chaitanya and Nityananda into the deity's room. And there, they were struck with great pleasure to see such preparations as been prepared by Sri Advaita Acharya and his wife, Sita Thakurani. There was a large, large mount of first-class rice. Each grain cooked perfectly, covered with golden splendor of ghee. And around that rice were little pots with different curries and vegetables. Indeed, there were hundreds of various vegetable preparations in clay pots around the rice. And dozens of sweetmeats and sweet rice. Altogether, hundreds and hundreds of preparations. All cooked with such care and love. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see this. He said, "Anyone whose house they cook such nice prasad, or nice bowl, to offer to Lord Sri Krishna, that person, I take the dust from his feet and place it on my head." So now that we have enjoyed seeing how Narayan has eaten, now you bring me and Nityananda Prabhu 2 small banana leaves and give us some steamed sabji and rice. But Advaita had another idea. He said, "My Lord, Vishnu has already taken. This is not his plate. This is your plate." "But I am a sannyasi. Sannyasis must eat only very little simple food. How can you expect me to eat like this? You bring me my banana leaves and give me little." But Advaita said, you just take whatever you like and whatever's left, no problem. We will accept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sannyasi should not be brahmins. So you bring me my banana leaf. After all, how much can I eat? This is enough for hundreds of men. And Advaita, he said, my dear Lord, please stop juggling words. I know who you really are. I know the real confidential meaning of your taking sannyas. He said, in Puri, as Lord Jagannath, you are eating 54 offerings a day, and each offering is hundreds of pots. For you, this offering is not even 5 morsels. So kindly eat. So although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was complaining so much, and how can anyone eat such a huge quantity of prasad, Lord Nityananda was looking at the whole situation completely different. He looked at Advaita, and he said, my God, I've been fasting 3 days, I haven't eaten nothing, and now I come to your home, and you don't even give me enough food to fill half my belly. What sort of Brahmin is this? A guest comes and he cannot even give him enough food? Advaita Charger, with great humility, he said, my dear Nityananda Prabhu, please understand that you are just a beggar, a mendicant, and you should accept whatever is given to you. And I am a very poor Brahmin, and this is all I have to give, so kindly accept it. Nityananda began to complain that such an offense, a guest comes, you cannot give him enough prasad. Advaita replied, he said, today, a reject Paramahamsa has entered into my house, and he is spoiling all of my Brahminical principles simply by his appearance here. And then Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya began to eat. And as they were eating, as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat half the vegetable of a certain pot, he would want to go on to the next, but Advaita was right there to fill it back up. And then he would eat another pot, half vegetable, fill it up. And this way, however much he would eat, it would always be the same much there. So Advaita was forcing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat more and more and more and more. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please, how much can I eat? I have had enough. Advaita said, no, not enough. He said that now all the pots are still full, so you at least eat half. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to eat again to please Advaita Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya, he was saying, I have already eaten what 100 men cannot eat. Please allow me to stop. And meanwhile, Lord Nityananda was in great anxiety. He looked at Advaita Acharya. He said, I'm trying to fill my belly. There's nothing here. This is useless. Now I know that today I will have to continue my fast. And then in great anger, he picked up a handful of rice and threw it on the floor. And when that rice hit the floor, some of it bounced off the floor and hit the body of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya began to dance ecstatically, like a madman. And he said, I have invited this madman, Nityananda, to my house. And now that the remnants of his food have touched my body, now I have become mad just like him. So then Advaita Acharya, he washed the hands of the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he gave them cloves and cardamom with camphor to chew. And then he brought them to a nice place to lay down and take rest. At the very beginning of the meal, a Haridas Tagore in Mukunda. They were invited by Lord Chaitanya that you kindly eat with us. They said, no, we have very important business to take care of. We will come back later. So then they arrived after the lords were done. And Advaita and the others took the lord's remnants. And at that time, the news spread throughout all of the city of Sandipur that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived. And everyone came for his darshan. Throughout the day, they were coming to hear the holy name, to hear the transcendental lila of the Lord and receive his transcendental blessings. And at night, Advaita Acharya, he called the devotees together, and he himself, right here, in this very place, he began to dance, and he began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And when Sri Advaita Chandra began to dance, it was so beautiful that anyone who beheld it would be enwrapped in divine love for Sri Krishna. And as he was dancing, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became so inspired that he got behind Lord Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and they both began to dance together. And then all the devotees rose and began to congregationally chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they all began to dance. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this dancing and heard this chanting, he became absorbed in ecstatic love. His body began to tremble. Tears began to flow from his eyes. His hairs began to stand on end. His body began to totter, and then he fell on the ground unconscious. And then Mukunda, he began to chant beautiful slokas describing the sweetness of separation from Lord Sri Krishna. And he sang with such a sweet and melodious voice. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he stood up. And his mind went completely to pieces in ecstasy. It is described his ecstasy became so uncontrollable that the various ecstatic symptoms were like various warriors in a battlefield, and they were all fighting against each other. In this way, his body and his mind were utterly in a state of devastation. And again, he would begin to... And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rose, and he began to dance himself. For 3 hours, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in this mood of ecstatic love. Of course, due to fasting for so long, and eating such a big meal, and then dancing for 3 hours in ecstasy, Lord Nityananda was thinking that my Lord must be very fatigued. So he took the bird and he tried to pacify him and bring him to rest. So in this way, every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet with everyone and preach the glories of the holy name. And every evening, he would dance and he would partake of the congregational chanting of Harinam. So at that time, a messenger was sent to Sri Navadvip Dham to inform all of the devotees that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and he was staying at the house of Advaita Acharya in Sandipur. Especially, they went to present this news to the Divine Holy Mother of the Lord, Srimati Sachi Devi. And she was very old at the time. So they took her on a palanquin and they brought her to the house of Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the house chanting when Srimati Sachi Devi entered. When they saw each other, unblinkingly they began to stare with great love. Sachi Mata's eyes filled with tears, and her body began to tremble. She was simultaneously very happy to see her son, but she was in an utter state of distress to see his condition. The beautiful, flowing, lavish hair that cascaded down the shoulders of the Lord was no longer to be seen. But all there was the drab, shaven head of a renunciate. And the beautiful, effulgent, golden cloth of the Lord that he would so joyfully wear through the streets of Navadvip were not there. Sanchi Devi only saw the saffron garb of a sannyasi. She began to weep. She wept so much she could not even see. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandana, he offered his prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of his mother again and again and again. And then Sachimata, with great love, with divine affection, she lifted the Lord, her sannyasi son, and placed him on her lap, and she began to kiss him. She kissed him again and again and again. She kissed him on his face and all over his body, and her eyes were so much filled with currents of rivers of tears, and she could not even see anything. In this state, all the devotees were watching this most intimate, loving relationship between the Supreme Lord and his eternal mother. We understand from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Sri Krishna of Goloka. Vrachandra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoi No Se. And that Sachi Mata is not different than the illustrious Mother Yashoda of the spiritual world. So, no Jivatma can ever begin to understand the ecstatic sentiments of love between Sachi Devi and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, seeing the condition of his mother, he began to speak. He said, "My mother, this body belongs to you. You have given it birth into this world, and you have nourished it and raised it. It is not my property. It is your property. But out of whimsical madness, without any consent coming from you, I have deserted you and taken this sannyas order of life. What should I do? I am your servant. Whatever you tell me, whatever order, I will obey." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and began to meet all the other devotees who had come from Navadvip with Sachimata to meet him. This all took place in this most sacred spot. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu individually would approach each devotee and embrace them with great affection. And then he began to dance, and the chanting began, and the tumultuous roar of the holy name filled all directions, and the beautiful transformations on the bodies of the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, Advaita, Haridas, Vakreshwar, Murari, Haridas, they were all there chanting, dancing to the rhythm of the Madanga in the Karakarams.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from time to time, would become so enwrapped in ecstasy, he would leap high into the air, and then he would lose consciousness. At the summit of his jump, he would lose consciousness, and he would fall to the floor like a bag of bones. And when Mother Sachi would witness her son hitting the ground like this, she was in great distress. She began to think in her heart, "Alas, alas, my dear Lord Vishnu, throughout my life I have been your devotee. Whatever service, whatever worship I have offered to you, from my very birth, I've never asked anything. Today I am asking one benediction. Kindly grant me the benediction that whenever my son Nimai tumbles to the ground, whenever he falls onto the surface of the earth, that he does not feel any pain. That is my only prayer." So for 10 days, this grand festival continued. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking each devotee personally by the hand, with tears in his eyes, he began to intimately describe his love for them. He said, "Actually, you are all more dear to me than my life. I have taken sannyas. It is against the religious principles of a sannyasi to live at home. But at the same time, I cannot give up your association. And I cannot break the heart of my mother. So you tell me, what should I do?" So all the devotees approached Sachimata, and they told her the feelings of the mind of the Lord. And she was so happy to hear this. She said, "My dear Lord Nimai, please, do not do to me what your brother Vishwarupa has done." And she began to cry. Choked up with loving emotions, she began to reveal her heart. "That your brother Vishwarupa, he left to take sannyas, and I have never seen him or heard from him in years since that time. Nimai, if you do that to me, I will not be able to maintain this life." But she said, "But if you stay home with me, what will the people say? Here is a sannyasi living with his mother at home. They will criticize you. And that shame will cause me more pain than death." She said, "That same Lord Sri Krishna that you are going to see in Vrindavan, such a far distance away, he is living very close by in the form of Jagannath in Sri Dham Puri, Purushottam Kshetra. And Jagannath Puri Dham and Navadvip are very intimate, like two rooms in the same house. The residents of Navadvip are always going to Jagannath Puri to see the holy darshan of Jagannath. And the residents of Puri are always coming to Navadvip to bathe in Ganga. So if you go there, I will see you. Maybe not directly, but I will see you by hearing news from you. News from the devotees going back and forth." So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to make his residence in Jagannath Puri. At that time, all the residents of Sandipur and all the Mayapur Vasis, they all began to invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their residence to take prasad. And when Sachimata saw this, she pleaded with the devotees. She said, I am the mother of my Nimai. You will all be going back and forth to Puri, seeing him regularly. This will be the last time I ever see him in my life, perhaps. So I have one prayer, offering to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, that as long as Nimai is here in Santipur, at the house of Advaita Acharya, that I may cook for him every meal. So when the devotees heard this in great love, they all agreed to this proposal. And Sachimata was heading up all the cooking, not only for Nimai, but for all the devotees. So after many days went by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked permission of everyone to leave. And Advaita, he said, I will give you permission in 4 days. But you must stay at least 4 more days. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right. And when the news reached Sachimata and the devotees, they became very happy. They began to prepare so many nice foodstuffs. And they had wonderful congregational chanting here. And then when it was time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects to his mother and the Vaishnavas, and he began to walk on the path to the holy land of Puri. And all the devotees began to wail with piteous cries. They were crying oceans of tears. Sachimata was besides herself. She could not contain the separation. And all the devotees, it was a piteous condition. And then Advaita Charja, he began to follow behind the Lord. And he was also crying rivers of tears, and his body was trembling. And Lord Chaitanya turned back, and he told Advaita, that Advaita Charja, you must go back to your home and console the rest of the devotees. They are all looking up to you. If they see you in this condition, they will all die. They will all give up their lives. So therefore, you calm yourself, go back, and pacify my mother and all of the Vaishnavas. So then Advaita Acharya, he came back to this place. And here he lived. And here, daily, all devotees would come together to discuss during the day topics of Krishna. And at night, they would all have wonderful chanting. But before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he gave everyone an instruction. He said, now you all go back to your homes. But my order to you all is in your homes, you institute constantly this congregational chanting of the holy names. You gather together in the association of devotees. You chant and you discuss the topics of Krishna's transcendental lila. That is my order to all of you. So, we are most fortunate and blessed to be allowed by the mercy of Lord Sri Gaurasundara and Sri Advaita Acharya to be given entrance to this holy dham, which even the great demigods in the heavens perform millions of years of tapasya to even see a glimpse of this holy town. No ordinary person can simply come to Santipur, Navadvip, or Vrindavan. It is only with the special causeless mercy of the Lord and his devotees that anyone is given entrance into this most fortunate condition of residence in the holy land of his pastimes. So at this time, there is a very special place on this property that will be very nice if we all go. And if you follow me, then we will tell the story. So Sri Sri Gauranitaya ki. Sri Advaita Acharya ki. Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki.